This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Critical thinking is going to be important in this age of confused thinking and logical fallacies. Kevin Williamson talked about what he called the one-arm paper hanger argument. I've never heard this technique called that, but it's worth discussing because it shows up so often, especially in op-eds and news stories. He was critiquing a writer who said we should not consider adoption to be a viable option for abortion because I was adopted, I know the trauma it can inflict. She didn't personally experience trauma because she had a good upbringing, but she heard about the trauma from her biological mother. The argument goes something like this. I've had an experience, so that makes me an expert. I've had cancer, so here is what I think about healthcare reform. Another example is, I'm the parent of a child who died in a school shooting. Here is what I think about gun control. Now, having cancer doesn't necessarily give you any special knowledge about the policy positions and economic realities of health insurance subsidies or hospital procedures. Healthy people and sick people have a variety of opinions about healthcare. Being sick does provide an emotional appeal, but it doesn't provide more intellectual weight to the argument. And notice how this argument is often used to promote a liberal agenda. It is rare to find a headline like this. I am the parent of a child who died in a school shooting. Here is why I support the Second Amendment. Sometimes the argument is reversed. I'm a millionaire, but I believe rich guys need to pay higher taxes. This argument should be accepted because it goes against my own interest. But again, it's an emotional appeal and doesn't deserve more weight than any other arguments. We need more critical thinking in our world. That's why we should be on the lookout for one-arm paper hanger emotional arguments. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.